Have you ever felt that deep sense of not enough or an insatiable pull from somewhere inside that you just couldn't quite name? Maybe a feeling that something big and essential is missing, driving you to seek comfort or escape. Well, today, we're diving into a core concept from Alchemist Recovery's definition of addiction, the void. In plain English, the void is that profound internal emptiness that addiction desperately tries to fill. And it's a central piece of the puzzle in understanding why addiction takes hold and what drives the patterned use, as we discuss in previous lessons. Join us today as we explore the void. Welcome to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical and apply these medicines to the recovery from addiction and trauma. So, what is the void in addiction? Well, at its heart, the void is often described as an insatiable pull from somewhere inside. And I like to say that the voice that comes out of this is, I'm not enough in some kind of way. This is where the limiting core belief emanates from. It's a profound feeling of lack or incompleteness. And in the program, I give an answer as to where this comes from. Where does the void come from? And why? How's this? What's this all about? And you'll hear me often speak of the acronym TALL, Trauma, Abuse, Heartbreak, and Loss, which are all forms of heartbreak. They attack the heart in Chinese medicine, which makes a lot of sense in plain English to me. Trauma, abuse, heartbreak, and loss. They are all, I use the metaphor, they are all like a meteor that we're just minding our own business, and this meteor crashes through our defenses, Chinese medicine, the pericardium, the thing that protects the heart, and just busts through everything in life and breaks our heart. And this is the kind of heartbreak that we are one way before and we are another way after. We are never going back to the way it was. These are the big events. And to continue with that idea of the meteor, when a meteor crashes into Earth, when Earth is us, and the meteor is the toll, the trauma, the abuse, the heartbreak, and the loss, when that crashes into Earth, it leaves a crater. Yin, yang. When the force of a meteor crashes into us, of course, it is going to leave an equal and opposite exchange of energy. It is going to leave an impact. It is going to leave a crater. Now, this crater is deep. How deep is it? How big was the meteor? How fast was that meteor traveling? That's the size of the crater. And this metaphor speaks to a language of spirit. It opens the door to a language of spirit because, okay, there's a crater. What used to be there? Well, Earth used to be there. My psyche used to be there. From a spiritual perspective, my soul used to be there. And these meteors are impactful on my soul. So the crater that the meteor has knocked a chunk of earth out, it has knocked a chunk of spirit, of soul out. Because we are never the same. And we're getting into that language of spirit. Well, why are we never the same? Because a piece of my soul was knocked out by that meteor. In shamanic terms, this is called soul loss. When a piece of our soul essence fragments, and there are psychological models that fit perfectly with this, that speak to the idea that this is a form of self-preservation. When these meteors, when this trauma, abuse, heartbreak, and loss come in, and we do not have the defenses to protect our heart from them, and we are going to get hit by them, and they are going to hit so deep that they are going to fracture, they are going to splinter off a piece of our soul. What is left behind? Again, think of that idea of yin-yang. There has to be a balanced equation. If a piece leaves because this meteor came in and knocked it out, it leaves the crater. That's the void. That crater, that split off hole where our soul used to be, where meaning, where innocence used to be, that's the void. That's where it comes from. Now, this void, this crater, it causes the feeling of broken. It causes the feelings of unworthiness, low self-esteem, to put it mildly, right? Because as a result of trauma, abuse, heartbreak, and loss, we come up with all kinds of ways of describing how we are not the same. We come up with all kinds of ways of describing the voice of that void, which says, I am not enough. I am broken. And it starts getting very descriptive, right? With, I'm going to speak generally here, with sexual abuse, I am dirty. With physical abuse, I am weak. With verbal abuse, I am stupid. With being left alone, I am not worthy of love, and so on and so forth. These I am voices emanate from this void and come directly from this mechanism of the meteor crashing into us, splintering off that piece of innocence of our soul and leaving behind the void. And the voice from the void, I'm not enough, I'm weak, I'm stupid, so on and so forth. And so that voice, nobody likes the voice. Nobody likes the voice of the limiting core belief, their beliefs. And so from this belief comes the pull of the void. The voice gives words to the pull of the void, but energetically, follow that model. The meteor, it's kind of a yin-yang. We're just going to keep it very simple. So the meteor is too much from the outside. It's outside of you, and it's just too much. And what does it do? It crashes in and causes this crater, which is what? It is too little on the inside of you. It's a void. Too much from the outside causes too little on the inside. Now, think of a magnet. Think of yin-yang. The too much on the outside is the positive force. Positive as in yang, not as in good. It's just a force. It's too much. It's crashing in, leaving a too little on the inside, the crater, the void. It's the negative side of the magnet. This is the energetic of the void. What does the negative side of a magnet do? It pulls in. It's trying to fill. That is why the void has that kind of charge, and that's why it feels like an insatiable craving to be filled. Now, in addiction, the patterned use of any substance or action is trying to fill the void. It's a logical solution. It's just following a natural law. The void is pulling in. The void, the voice of that void with its negative charge, has in words, I am broken, I am not enough, I am dirty on, and so forth. And so that is what is trying to be satiated, filled, the voice quieted, that pull relieved. And addiction promises, holds out the shiny carrot that if I am weak, if that's my belief, it'll hold out the shiny carrot of, I got a solution for you, Randy. You're weak. Yeah, go to the gym more. And if I don't fix the belief, if I don't fix that lost piece of soul, if I do not address the meteor of toll that came in and caused this problem and digest this whole situation so that energetically it's healthier and working in my body more to my benefit, break this whole thing down and not let it to operate in the dark. That was long-winded. I'll go back to the original statement, which I believe was my voice says, I am weak. Hey, go to the gym more. It doesn't matter how big I get. If my belief is I am weak, I may feel good in the moment of going to the gym, maybe looking in a mirror, maybe having somebody else tell me how strong I appear. But that's like a hit of cocaine. It's temporary. It satiates the pull of the void for just a mere moment because it doesn't address the underlying belief, which is the voice to the void, which the void pulls. Yeah, but you're still broken. You're still weak. If that belief is not dismantled for the lie that it truly is, regardless of how big you are, of how many times you go to the gym, you got to see that the lie comes from the meteor and that void of where your innocent soul used to be. So, in this lesson, lesson number two, the definition of addiction, we have the medicine journey, the medicine drum journey, to the void, you actually go to the void. You actually experience the void. And for me, I love this journey. Or should I say, I love introducing people to this journey. And because the journey itself, while bringing up feelings and experiences that may be unpleasant, they always provide experiences and knowing that lead to healing, that bring awareness, that give you an experience that nobody needs to explain to you about the void, about your void. And then bringing in the medicine of connection. We work in the journey with what needs to be done next. What's the next steps? Can your helping and compassionate spirit, higher power, helping animal, whatever you've got, what, how do you connect not only there in the journey, but back here? Who do you connect with? What do you connect with? How do you do it? And then turning it into the physical, what are your practical next steps to deal with this void, making the spiritual practical? This is the beauty of the journey. It brings in all four of the medicines, mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical. The medicine for the mental is awareness. The medicine for the spiritual is experience. The medicine for the emotional is connection. And the medicine for the physical is a practice. All of this comes into play. You are given the answers. You are shown. You experience in your journey the void. How does it appear? Where did it come from? How's it manifesting in your body right now, in your life right now, in your soul? What is that idea of soul loss? How does that fit in with this? Were you shown anything about that? How does this whole void thing work? Turn it into plain English. So, usually what ends up happening is we gain insight from this journey into the origins of the problem, the original problem. What is that original problem? It's that darn meteor that came in and crashed into our Earth. Now, again, what I say is we all, in reaching adulthood, have experienced TOL. You don't make it to adulthood without having some kind of heartbreak happen. Trauma, abuse, heartbreak, or loss. Combinations thereof. So, in addiction, it is that formation of the void from the crater and the naming of it, and then this, the holding on to that model of the meteor coming in, causing the crater, causing the void, giving rise to the voice of I am not enough, and then going out and acting in accordance with that voice of not enough in the establishment and perpetuation and maintenance of the cycle of addiction, and on it goes. Well, Randy, if you say TOL happens to everybody, why isn't everybody an addict? Well, a few reasons. Number one, some people don't have any safe place in which to bring their experience of that meteor crashing into their life. Two, there's no people, there's no place, there's no safe structure in which to share, to digest, to express that internal too much from the outside that has slammed in and has caused too little on the inside. I need to get this out. If people can get it out relatively soon after the incident in a healthy manner, then the mechanism of energetics of too much from the outside, too little on the inside is immediately digested. So outside goes to inside, goes to outside through expression. Now, when it is not expressed and when it is held in, there will be some form of dis-ease, dysfunction. If the meteor was big and it knocked a chunk of innocence and soul away, there's no two ways around it that that is going to have repercussions. Does it look like, to all intents and purposes for people looking from the outside in, like an addiction? Maybe, maybe not. And I've had plenty of people understand the cycle of addiction and understand that they've used identity, which we went into big last week, as a form of addiction. It's like, huh, how interesting. I've used my career and I just fall back. And my career is a direct result of the toll that hit and that voice of, I'm dumb. Oh, yeah? Well, I went to law and medical school. That's a real line. Maybe you've heard that from some people. Not just one super degree, but two. And I've passed both licenses. That's right, darn it. And what's driving them? The voice. Stupid. Not enough. Broken. If you haven't taken care of that, there's plenty of people that I've interviewed fairly recently on the podcast who deal with doctors and professionals who are dealing with addiction and have used their identity in some ways. Yes. When we are hit by these meteors and we have these chunks of our soul splinter off, there's no way around it. It causes a void. How do you fill the void? How do you feel the void? What have you done? Have you used substances? Have you used actions? Have you used distractions? Have you used identities and roles that perpetuate some kind of cycle? Because the void is a fundamental concept in understanding any kind of addiction. And this feeling of too little on the inside, this feeling of internal emptiness, is born out of trauma, abuse, heartbreak, and loss. The voice is some kind of limiting core belief of, I am not enough. An addiction tries to fill. That are the basics there of the void. And it has very specific meanings and mechanisms when we're using it in addiction. And people with active addictions or in recovery are able to understand this mechanism of, too much from the outside, meteors, okay, crashes through, okay, too little on the inside, okay, leaves a big hole where my soul, my spirit, my psyche, my innocence, my... yes, used to be. I've never been the same since. Fill in the blank. They get that. And plenty of other normies also understand this model. Oh, that's interesting. Since this family member died, I made a conscious decision that I was going to fill in the family void and take over. Yes, this dynamic, this mechanism is simple yin yang. Too much from the outside causes too little on the inside, which tries to pull in too much from the outside, and it's never enough. And what happens? All that does is just reinforce the original problem. What's the original problem? The void, the voice of the void. I'm not enough. I'm broken. See, I went all the way around the cycle, and what did I prove? I am a loser. See, the original voice was right. These consequences reinforce that original voice, and around it goes. The void is one important aspect that we can use as a doorway into the language of spirit, into the language of metaphor, and through the medicine drum journey, gain awareness, experience, connection, and practice that otherwise we may not. This is important. What do you think? Have you done the journey? If not, please take the journey and the shamanic rites for lesson number 2. Deals with the void also. Very powerful. Do them both. If you're in the program, if you're interested in the program, check out the lesson of the week from the website. You can see what we're working on right now. Go to the program page at randalllyons.com or thesobershaman.com. Please hit the like button wherever you're listening to this podcast. Shoot me any questions you have. Subscribe, leave a comment, and until next time, blessings. Thanks for listening to the Sober Shaman Podcast, where we explore ways to make the spiritual practical. Please subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Send me any questions or comments you have. Check out the website, randalllyons.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, blessings.